you guys. We'll probably ask each of you a couple questions. Then after that, it's just wherever the wind takes us, that's where we're sailing.
Wherever the wind takes you.
I think the show's already over. We've talked about so much already. I don't know where else we're going.
I got plenty. We're good.
I mean, you can just bring up the same stuff and record it. I didn't hear it, so it's new to me.
And then we got to find out what's in this envelope.
Oh, yeah, boy. Thanks for finally showing up, Joe.
Is that a
hey, man, hour behind
Bobby McConnell's beard shavings in that?
There is not.
Ew.
A mystery manila envelope.
Indeed.
Amazing. If we shall we?
That pizza looks so good.
In a world, at a time, in a place with some things, some people sit around and they talk about a co-ed football league. They talk about people like B's brother or the Ocho. Sometimes they're talking about someone whose last name is with a K. And that's okay. But this is their show. Put together for you. Going around the room, we've got Joe K. Emily. Special guests today. We'll be talking about them coming up shortly. And the captain of your ship.
Would it be?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Over in one seat, we've got Burr. And over in the other, Jay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
I hope that Sherry is listening to this podcast, and I hope 10 seconds after she hears my voice, she went, wait, did he just say Burr? You son of a bitch.
She doesn't listen.
I'm going to text her, tell her to. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Lenny. Welcome back to the TSL podcast. You know, we haven't talked really since we cut a magical video a couple Sundays ago.
That was great.
I don't know if you belong to Facebook or if you... deleted your account. V's brother, as you well know, a couple weeks ago, dressed up in a lobster suit, made a public plea to Topper and said, basically, will you, you know, get my ride and get me home on Uber? Topper did have a response. It was great. We actually found a new starlet that night. She was dressed in a bear suit. She's with us. Emily, now that you are a star in a short film, like, where do we go from here? Are you going to...
I think I'm moving to Hollywood next week.
And you should. I've actually sent some, I sent the video to a lot of people.
Oh, no.
Yes. And before we get to our introductions, I actually am holding an envelope. And I'm going to hand you the contents inside. I'd like you to read them now. I did send your video to somebody, and somebody has a little message for you. If you can just hand that to Jay, who can pass it over to Emily, if at all possible. I'd like you to read it for our crowd.
You do have to do us a favor. Mail. You have to read this verbatim when you open this.
Okay. People are so excited. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't, go to Facebook right now. Check the rebuttal video. Emily's in a bear suit in bed with Topper, who's wearing Cookie Monster.
Some shit went down.
And she's now reading her gift. And it says what, Emily?
Go ahead.
Wait, it's dark in this corner. Emily, keep both feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars. Justin.
So as you all know,
a signed picture from Justin Garbaz.
It is a headshot from Justin Garbaz. He is the resident star actor in the TSL. He has been in commercials. He has been in a country western video. He was so moved by Emily's performance in a bear suit that he felt compelled to hand it. That is yours. That is yours to keep now, Emily.
I'm hanging it up on my wall in
okay.
my room. This
Please
is
put
a
it in a frame.
Deal.
She did a good
oh,
job.
Framing.
Fuck.
The guy who played Elmo did a great job, too.
He did.
Who was that?
Just another guy. Yeah,
we will
I
never
think
know.
You should know. It was your adventure.
We will never know. Yeah, we will never know.
What?
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 So congratulations once again, Emily. Let's introduce... actually, we're going to say hello to Jimmy. Jimmy, how you doing tonight? It's been a while. Long time, we'll see.
Lenny, I had one of the worst weeks of my entire life. I'm doing great, though.
Oh, no.
That's good. Way to recover.
Great to see these guys here. Had a couple
couple of fruit flavored beverages before everything began. Things are great today.
It makes all the pain go away. And Emily, we did say hello, so I hope all is well.
Yep, I saw my first double rainbow on Tuesday, so life is good.
What does it mean?
Did you have too much to drink, or does that just exist?
No, it's a real thing.
Okay, because I see double sometimes.
No, it's a real thing. It's when there's a full rainbow, and then there's a second one on top.
Oh, like a double rainbow.
That's exactly what she fucking said.
Hey, Joe K., good evening to you. How goes it?
I mean, I'm doing okay. I don't really have anything exciting to say, like double rainbows. I burned my fingers on a lawnmower. That's like the most exciting thing going on in Joe K. land right now.
Well, you still have your hand, so congratulations to
you.
Yeah,
I mean, I did a good job at that part, but it stings a little bit.
And we have two guests. They are ready to talk some football. One has got some good gossip for us today. You might have heard he is Sherry's BFF. He is a league icon. He is a fantastic football player. He used to play for Varsity Villains. He's going to tell us today where he's playing. Jeremy Burr, welcome to you.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for being here.
I was, wish Sherry was here. I miss her.
We were trying to actually get her on with you, we're going to bring you back at one point. And we're going to bring her in, too, because I think you two really need to talk.
There's chemistry
athlete.
There.
Fantastic athlete. Terrible person.
Oh, snap.
Shots fired.
No, it's
he's
all right.
Not wrong.
Water under the bridge. Heated moment. Two straight years. Probably going to be three, maybe four.
Well, we're going to get back to that in a minute, and we're going to say hello to our final guest. He plays for, he's the reigning and defending D2 champion. His name is Jay. Jay, how are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me tonight.
Yeah, let me be the first one to congratulate you. I've issued one D2, so how do you feel about going up to D1?
D1.
Oh, wait. Yes. My bad.
Ooh.
You know, it definitely thought about it.
Okay.
What we landed on, Nick Such and I and some members of the team, because of potential commitment issues in the fall, a handful of us coach high school football, we have things going on. We decided it really wouldn't be fair to D1 if we went up, because you'd be playing some weeks just a star-studded team when everybody's there, and other weeks team of a lesser caliber when we couldn't make it. So we can't just be handing out wins to some teams in D1 when we can't be there, and we can't just be taking other teams through the ringer when our championship caliber team is there.
Can I share a little secret with all of you? No. I don't know if you know this or not. I was actually a very good athlete back in my day. I played in D1 forever. One day, I can't do what I used to do, so I retired. And, you know, to make it fair to D1, I decided to stop playing. So, I understand. Like, a lot of times if we lose a game or something, like, hey, you're lucky I'm not playing, but sometimes I'll play in the playoffs. But that was like 9 years ago. So I get it. Now, let's talk about this for 1 minute. There's you. There's Nick. Let's talk about this room, because there's a lot of people asking me questions right now, and they're saying, like, what happened? Like, was this a Nick and Lisa decision? Was this, like, everybody? Like, do you guys have a text chain?
Yeah, we have a group text thing going on.
Kind of like on the Telegram app, maybe?
Similar to, but we go through typical text thing.
Why aren't you guys on the Telegram app?
You know what? That's a good question. I've been meaning to get on it. I've heard about this. I've heard it's great. I've heard people tell stories about I get to my phone in the middle of a workday and I have 286 messages.
Low, that's really low.
That's really low. That's a slow day.
Is that that's a slow day?
That's a slow day.
Wow, slow day.
Yeah, actually, Jimmy,
Telegram.
Didn't you do it once where you like said I'm not going to respond until I get 1,000 missed messages and it was like 6 hours?
Yes.
We've had some really
Did you go back and catch up on all of them?
Lenny is,
oh, wow.
If Lenny's active, we're going to get 1,000,000 messages in a day.
Well, I'll tell you a real funny story before we ask Jeremy some questions. Actually, it was funny. One day, Topper is he sells the servers to the guy that actually invented Telegram. So he's actually tied into all this. And so we have this like joke that when all the Telegram messages go, he's like, yay, you know, more servers. So one day it was like really slow. You guys probably remember this. And he looks at me and he goes, we need to get some messages going. And I'm like, I think I can get, I think I said 300 messages in like 90 minutes. And I'm like, I can do this easily. Oh, and he's like, there's no way. I did it in like an 11 and a half minutes.
Yeah,
like,
was,
you remember?
I woke
everybody up. And I'm like, just stupid things. I'm being controversial. Like, I'm firing Sherry up. And every personality that you
pot.
Need to fire up. I'm,
as long as you,
he side texted me. He's like, I can't believe you're doing this.
Like, you just targeted, what, Baccio being a moron and Sherry being not that great. And just everybody exploded.
It went.
And agreed or disagreed.
Postal.
Or mostly
Whoa,
agreed.
Whoa, Sherry is that great, though. She's...
About
the Ocho.
Which is going to lead me back. We're going to talk to Mr. Burr. So we got to talk about this. We're going to give Jay a minute to cool off with the D1 thing.
All right,
and we're going to put the pressure on you for a minute.
Give
so
time to download Telegram.
You were with Varsity for a very long time.
I am.
Awesome athlete. Great. You've done your thing. You've accomplished so much. So our friend Sherry, if we say the name Burr, she literally will just start fighting somebody who needs to be held back. What happened that day?
So I believe what happened was it was two sessions ago. We played a doubleheader. Public Enemy at 11. Public Enemy at one.
Oh, I remember
that. We went down. We scored. They threw a bogus flag because Nikki threw it up. I caught it because we were down by two.
I remember that.
Got it. And they said, well, you guys, legal formation, whatever. Us being level-headed and cool, we never argue.
Of course
so
not.
So we got back in the huddle, and we huddled again, and she threw it again. Zach caught it. Tied the game. They went down there, scored with no time on the clock, and it was just like, ah. Public Enemy beat us fair and square. So the game at 1 o'clock, we were just like, there was enough time to cool off. Burnt water. So there was a ball up in the air. I was going to pick it, and Cheryl pretty much lays me out of bounds.
Sounds about right.
Garbaz, being a phenomenal ref that he is, doesn't call it, and he looks wrong. He's like, it's a girl. That's a girl. Well, you got to play tougher. So I turn around, and wow. Then Cheryl's standing there. And I'm like, all right, you want to play tough? And Baccio did a little out, and I grabbed him. And Cheryl's just like, oh, you want to complain about that? You're holding Baccio, blah, 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 blah. And me being level-headed, never would talk crap to Cheryl or Sherry. So
Jenny! Jenny!
We got into it there, and then, but I apologized. And then this year, we...
Oh, that was the first one. I remember
it was,
that.
It was.
We were standing behind her because she wanted to fight you.
Yeah. So and then it was this
wait,
year we played.
Wait, Sherry was subbing on.
She actually was going to. I remember that now. We were playing you guys because we were playing doubleheader.
Yep.
We had two girls. I'm like, you know what? If we need you, it's back when she was in D2, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, just in case we need you, just be here dressed. And we didn't use her. And we were, and then at one point she's just like, "F you, Burr! I freaking hate you!" And we're like, "Okay."
Yeah, it was like weird because it was out of nowhere. First off, It was before anything turned real. I'm like, "All right, who is this?" And then she's just like, you know, and this is the famous. This is the line that everyone says. It's wrote. You write it down. It's just like, this is exactly the reason why I don't play D1. Blah blah blah.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Oh, this is terrible. And it's just like, shut up.
Way to drop in, nice Jay.
You're a vagina.
So, after that,
that was Sherry.
You're a vagina.
That voice.
You're a vagina.
That was just the start. It's what happened next that the fun starts.
We played them this year in a seeding game, and it was ugly. It was bad, and like they just wanted to play offense, so they were letting us go down the field and scoring.
That's what Hassel likes to do.
It was Saturday at like two, it was Saturday.
The defensive
at,
game
no,
plan.
It was different than that. I think Taylor was out there. You know, Taylor. We just went over this. Taylor, great guy. He can go be up at the bar, have 30 drinks, come back. Yeah, Tyrod, yes.
Yeah.
Mobile, strong arm, very accurate.
Now, I have to ask because there's some people in the room that might party with the head coach of the Bills. I don't know.
Taylor's a great guy. So they gets in there and he's just. It looked like he was just like came back and he just like did a couple shots of fireball. We were all laughing. And it got to the point where the game was getting ugly and they were just like, I don't know what was said. Well, we're just going to play offense or something. They kept on going through quarterbacks and it was like 50-0. I was just coming off. I don't know. You know, our first game of the year, Sherry, I cracked a bone in my foot.
Yeah, I remember.
And I was just like, I'm not trying. And I came back later on in the last two games and I'm like, I'm not trying to get hurt again. Let's just play. We're here Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm like, I could be home cutting my grass. And of course.
Well, you don't want to. You might burn your hand.
You're a vagina.
there's a huge story behind that, too.
And then, of course, Sherry, of course, out of everyone on the team, because I said something, you know Sherry's going to come at me. So she gets into it and it basically turns into us getting to the sideline. And she's just like, goes up to my wife. She's like, you married a douchebag. And I'm like, unfortunately.
Really? No.
Unfortunately.
It's a good drop.
Me being other, not like everyone else, I'm not going to hold my tongue. And she thought
it was. You
got
to speak your mind.
And I walked up to her and I just ate her alive in front of everyone. She didn't know what to say.
Oh, different thing.
But then I apologized.
Joe.
What? Oh.
So did she, like, are you guys on solid footing now?
Or?
But we're,
you know,
we're good
her,
now, though, right?
Yeah, we're all right. I mean, we apologized. I was just like, heat of the moment. It's stupid. Shouldn't argue with that.
I'll ask you flat out. So, like, if they had a team and said, hey, Jeremy Burr, we want you on our team, would you play with them?
The Sherry plan?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
There you go.
Honest question, honest answer.
I'm joking. I would play on her team. She's a phenomenal athlete.
She really is.
Take that away.
And she's
really
nice.
Good.
And she's
really
good in a hospital setting.
So, who's the better athlete, in your opinion, Sherry or Emily?
I've never seen Emily play. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, Emily's
that's
really
what I thought she played on XTC, and when I walked in, I'm like, no.
Nope.
I'm going to ask the more important question. Who do you think would win in a fight, Sherry or Emily?
Sherry.
No, Emily, she's got the reach.
You think? Because they're going to go.
No,
at some
it's
point,
not true, though, because she's all elbows, so her reach is shortened by half.
That's a great point.
So, back
Jay,
to
what do you think?
I've got to go with the reach. When you look at it on paper, I mean, come on.
What if Sherry gets inside on her, though?
Guys, I did kickboxing for like 3 years.
Okay, she's go kick right. Something.
Cut me some credit.
Nobody's seen you kick anything.
We're only talking about the pre-fight. The
extra points
leading up to Bees Brothers Mud Wrestling match.
Wow. That would be great if you could get that double main event, Len.
I'm designing Kristen's costume. She's going to look like Wonder Woman.
I wish I could go Emily earmuffs because I had such an idea. I want Emily and Sherry to actually ref it. And I want to throw like a steel chair in the ring and have one of them hit the other. And then all of a sudden it's like Texas tornado match. Mm. Kristen Daniels fighting Bees Brother, Emily fighting Sherry in the mud. And everybody's screaming, this is awesome.
We're joining forces this weekend to kick butt in the wine tournament.
That's how it starts. That's how swerves start.
No, but that's going to be the beginning of
the end.
The explosion of greatness.
Explosion.
You say that now.
Speaking of riffs real quick.
Yeah, we'll love riffs. Let's talk about riffs.
So this has been eating at me for quite some time. The guys.
Let's have at it.
I messaged you guys from Varsity Blues.
Do you have a text chain or are you guys on Telegram?
We have a text chain.
Okay, we're getting everybody on Telegram. When we're done, I'm going to get all your numbers. We're getting everybody on Telegram.
So week two, I was out after week one. Broke my
I remember.
Leg. So week two, our game finished, and Cole and Tommy Hughes were on the sideline.
Yes, I remember
and Jay
that.
Jay and Chris and Jeff were on the other side from Varsity, and heated argument.
Yeah, I remember.
And I believe some words were exchanged.
A few were, yes.
Very, very inappropriate.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to get at is, after this heated debate, Chris wanted to send Tommy Hughes a friend request.
Which I thought was magical, by the way.
And you know what? This is what I got to bring up is, Tommy Hughes has yet to accept that. And now I'm hearing they want to know why. And this is Tommy Hughes.
I can answer that.
Wait to accept what?
The friend request. He didn't accept
it. Jeremy, take it from somebody who knows.
Just the request, though?
You've really got to break these things down, and you need time to think. You're taking time.
8 months?
Sometimes it takes that long. Sometimes it takes longer. Maybe right now Tommy Hughes is debating.
Well, you know,
I'm still debating Emily's Facebook friend request.
How will it affect your stock? That's what you need to think about.
Is it love? Is it hate? Is it a game of hard to get? I don't know.
It's hilarious.
But
those two should be in a... Like, you know, remember like the old South Park episode when they get Timmy and Jimmy and they go to the rec center and they have a lockout? We literally need to throw Wannett and Tommy Hughes in a rec center and lock them out.
Well, the best part is, I guess Tommy was standing there and he looked at his phone and his face went blank and he goes, why is Chris friend requesting
I was standing next to him. He looked at me and he goes, Lenny, Chris wanted to send me a friend request. And I'm like, not for nothing, because like I got in the middle of that too and I was kind of like, I'm like, that's funny, hilarious. Dude. Yeah, I looked at him and go, hilarious. You can't motherfuck somebody for that. You got to tip your hat.
Oh, it's great. Funny. So, those guys are great.
It's just a shame they never got to go one more time. I wanted the Varsity to play Public Enemy more time.
What is it? What I'm trying to think of. There's a lot of stuff going on with the other Varsity guys. They got like prior engagements. They're taking a season hiatus. They're not done. Might be back.
That's good.
They might be back in the spring.
We got Emily here. Like Emily could tell you, we're trying to get Maddie's Angels, formerly of D6, and Ace formerly of D6 to play in the fall one game. Maybe we could just have a charity
day. We're going to be in the same division.
I said that like three times.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We get a public enemy to play Varsity.
We're going to be in the same division. We're both going to be in D5, so we can play.
Well, we don't know that yet.
If they don't move up, that's fine.
We don't know if there's going to be an ace. Like, they're getting to the point where like they might be going in different directions.
We should do if you do a game like that, charity game, buy into it and all that, and put it towards Bees Brothers.
The GoFundMe.
His Uber ride.
GoFundMe.
By the way, people, I've been working about 80 hours a week. I'm very disappointed in our universe. We have only raised $10 so far.
Thanks, Maddie.
I'm ready to write a check for $1,000 just to kick this up.
Do it. You won't.
What's the goal? $10 billion?
I probably would.
It's now, 1 million.
We went for 1 million, so we figured if we got like $1,000, like we did good.
We need at least, what, $70?
Right. I did the math with Creative Kim. We need $64.50.
For what, the whole season?
No, just to get him Uber to and fro the wine tournament from Janet Drive to Cambria and back on Uber. We have 1,000 people in the TSL, right? Okay.
Ish.
If everybody gives, what, 6.45 cents, we got it, right?
Done.
Math.
That math checks
out. Right? You got 7 cents?
Definitely.
Can you go on freaking Facebook tomorrow and kick in 7 cents?
Sound like that commercial when you
just ask for
Jay,
$1.
You got homework $1. Now. Yeah, we want $1 for you. Here's your homework.
Sarah McLachlan.
You got to get on Telegram and you got to get everybody
$1.
All we're asking for is if everybody gets $1.
Oh, we have to make that commercial.
Sounds like
Sad B's brother and it plays the Sarah McLachlan music.
Yeah.
Like,
please, we can't do another video.
Yes, we can.
My heart's going to explode.
Hilarious. I'm not going to be in another video.
We don't need you to be. I just need him like wearing like dog ears.
Do you ever see the no means yes face? That is that right there. Like, you are so going to be in the next video. We're going to dress you up as Elmo this time. Maybe that was you or Elmo. Were you Elmo in that video?
She was definitely cuddling
Topper. No, I was the bear.
Guess what?
Can I wear the bear in the wine tournament?
Guess what's in my backseat of my truck right now?
I need that.
I've got it. We got this. Did you see, Jay, did you see the video?
God damn it. Nobody sees
I don't think I've seen the video.
You got to see her in a... She's literally in a bear costume in bed with Topper, who's
I'm
dressed as
I'm not on Facebook either. I got to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen...
So now I have three things to do.
If you don't know yet...
I got to start writing this down in a minute. I got to get my laundry list.
I'm going to need a list.
B's brother needs a ride. To and fro the wine tourney.
To and fro.
And if you don't do this, puppies will die.
They will die. And amen that we have Matty Ice in our lives. Because Matty Ice so far has given $10. You know what? He's made up for 10 people. He made up for 10 people with 10. Burr, you in $1. Can you do this?
$1. I'll do it right now.
Then do it right now. Come on. Everybody, right now. $1.
After the show, I'll grab...
Thank you.
Out in the truck. We'll
That's it.
Right
we're
now.
At 12. $1 is all we're asking for. Emily, are you giving $1 right now?
I'm not on Facebook.
You actually don't have to because he actually jewed you out on the CD, so you're the only person that you're
the fuck.
He owes you $1.
I'm still going to give like 10 bucks to this.
Okay, so give 9.
Hold on, record. 9. Man, let me think about this right quick. Let me get back to you on that.
Emily, $9, we're going to call it even.
Okay.
Topper already said he would match every offer. If we can get to $62.50, all we got to do is get to $32.25 and we got it.
What
Topper
it
said he'd match it in the video. Watch the video.
Got to watch the
she
video.
She looks awesome, Lenny, smoking hot in a bear outfit.
You do realize that you have Topper in video form saying that he'd match anything. So that means you could just go nuts and drop $500,000.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, so you can
really
do it.
Could. It wouldn't be
then
kind of funny.
Then Topper has to match it. Yeah.
But then he's going to be like, you're the asshole that made me do the video, and then I'll end up having to match my own thing. So then...
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
So rumor has it that Matty Ice, the generous heart that he has, may be stepping up to the plate to meet Topper's matching goal on the GoFundMe. Is that right?
Well, we don't know. He's so far given $10. Matty Ice is the best.
Shout out to Matty Ice. He's recovering from wrist surgery this week.
I know.
Oh, did he have it?
He had it on Monday.
Uh-oh. Left or right?
I want to say left, because he could still throw.
Non-throw.
We were tossing a football, and I'm pretty sure he's got to sit out. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, same thing.
Out of the wine tournament. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Recovery time. Critical so he could be ready for the league in the fall. But either way, we wish him a speedy recovery.
Really
he is the
do.
Best.
He'll go all Kirk Gibson and play in the wine tournament anyway.
Yeah, you know what he'll do? He'll literally just have like a half a bottle of rum and like just shoot me up and let's do this.
Because that's what Matty Ice does. That would make more sense.
You know what? He's probably going to ask for Ace 2 in week 1 if they come to D5. I can picture Matty Ice. Be like, screw this noise. We're playing Ace.
That's my one schedule request. Right away.
He hurt his wrist more just playing through the playoffs.
Really?
You can't lie.
Kids
you can't
awesome.
Lie.
All right, so we're making some waves here. So, Jay, let's get back to you. Let's talk about, like, Jay's story. Jay, we know you started – actually, I didn't know that you started with the Shocker, so give us your story.
Yeah, it turns out I started back with Taylor back in 2008, 2009.
Wow. So that was back
long
way
time
back
ago.
When. That was my old days.
That was way back when the league was at the Main and Transit Fire Hall.
Did you ever were you ever involved when we had the tailgate parties? Did you ever see the Wally Mack t-shirt contest?
I have not seen the t-shirt, but okay. I was you know, in the area. Things were getting kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But started back there with Taylor, jumped to another team, can't think of the name of it, and then was fortunate enough to actually win D1 in 2010 with Fireside.
Nice.
Back, it was
oh,
when,
that was,
when
that was the Murrays.
Middle school.
Yeah, I remember them. They were the brown outfit. You had Colziel, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, John Moore. I think it was John Moore.
Ronnie Lorenz was the quarterback.
Okay, so maybe Colziel was after.
Fireside, though, fantastic bar, restaurant, great spot.
Yeah.
Johnny Latella used to own that. That was awesome when Latella.
Unbelievable.
Latella was good people.
They had some of the best lobster bisque in all of Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Truly did.
Mm-hmm.
As you were. Please.
So one D1 back then. Took 2 years off when I went away to school and then came back, joined the league, and then got hooked up with South Beach with Zabron, a.k.a. the fast guy from
right.
South
Beach.
He used to always say that. He's like, there's all these 10-foot guys. I'm like, who's the little fast guy? That was his name. He was the fast guy.
So he's the fast guy. You're just the tall guy.
The tall guy.
One of the tall guys. You guys had a ton
of
tall
guys,
though.
Yeah,
you had great possession
guys. Tall guy. You're one of the tall.
When South Beach was rolling and we won D2... I don't know if
could
I don't
be.
I
close.
Might have been. I was one of the tallest, if that makes sense.
Tip off contest before mud wrestling.
We yes, jump ball battles.
Oh.
Fadeaways.
Yeah.
You guys were a tough team to beat because you get inside the 10-yard line, you can't defend. How you go post up touchdown? You get Zabron, get you to the 10, and then just throw it up.
When you put your arm up, that has to be like 11 feet high.
It's it is. It's over the rim for sure. If it was a basketball,
that's what she said.
We were very fortunate back in when we had South Beach back in D2. We had like a 6'4 quarterback. I was 6'5. Steve Bryant, who plays in D3 right now on the Battaglia team, he's about 6'4, 6'5, and he can jump out of the freaking gym. But we did pretty well. And ironically enough, back when South Beach won D2, we didn't have to move up to D1 either I don't know if it's a curse that the tall guy and the fast guy bring with them, but it's like after we win, everyone has commitment issues. We have that like championship hangover almost.
And you guys actually played for a little while. You had one of the most, I think, underrated females in the league was Mai.
Yeah.
Mai is a good football player.
She's a very good
quiet
athlete.
Yeah, great athlete. One of the better pass rushers in the league, even though I still maintain she counts to 6 in 1.4 seconds. But
yep.
That's
yep.
another story for another
sure.
day.
Yeah,
for sure.
I used to look at her and go, "You're really good at math because you count awfully fast."
She counts so fast.
My God, and she never gets bought. I'm like, dude, look, you know how many times I'm sitting there just throw the damn flag?
Yeah.
But you can't be the a-hole that says throw the flag.
No, you can't.
If it's not your game.
Right. Right. So then from there, after South Beach kind of had their championship hangover and we had a hard time actually getting people, we decided, you know what, we're going to disband. And then last summer was the tall guy, fast guy watch, maybe in our own minds. And Zabron was in charge of finding him and I a new team.
Nice.
And I would just get updates every week about, you know, hey, we might be going here. Hey, we might be going there. We're doing this. And then finally he goes, you know that red team with that really good quarterback? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, they need two guys. I'm like, perfect. Sign us up.
How convenient.
And the rest is history.
You know what? And before we ask Jeremy a couple questions, we got to get to that. I honestly maintain that Nick Suche is probably, if I had to guess, top 10 players maybe in the whole league. I mean, that guy is so good.
67.8% passing completion rating at St. John Fisher.
No shit.
He holds college record on that.
I did not know
no
that.
No one has beat that record
nope.
at...
Wow. He's got a rifle.
St. John Fisher,
nice person,
yeah.
too.
All right, well, that's what I was going to say. He might be top 10 player, top 5 people.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
He's got such a nice
yeah.
way about him.
He's great.
Just doesn't follow through on
top
profits.
I'm going to go top 3 player.
Well,
you think? Huh?
I'm going to go Cole, Nick Suche, Bobby McConnell.
Oh.
All the quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. If you're talking, I'm talking player. Like, I would just. But you're right. Quarterback. I put him in there.
Your team
he's in my top 5.
Quarterback.
Yeah, my top 5. I put him in my top 5.
Who's your top 5, man?
And see,
quarter like player. Well, it's such a tough question because like how do you base like what do you base it on? Like
talent.
That kid Wilkinson that showed up,
oh, yeah.
I think is good a player as
yeah,
I've ever seen,
but
he shows up 3 weeks.
Point after him.
Nick's 30. I mean, that kid's 21, fresh out of college.
Yeah, Bloomfield.
Yeah.
There is no
yeah.
better player in the league than Bloomfield, no. but he showed up 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So what constitutes?
Well, I think you have to show up more than half the season to like really be on
yeah.
the list.
If you told me, like honestly,
minimum games
played. I'd give you a list. I couldn't tell you overall. I could say, here are the best quarterbacks, here are the best safeties, here are the best wide receivers. I could give you all that list. It would take forever, and we'll do it another day, but I could easily do that.
I think just overall, too. I mean, you've never seen him argue with a ref.
Ooh, you should do that.
As far as people rating, though, Nick Suche? I'd say top 6 because
you love him.
You have to include Jesus somewhere.
Sherry's at 3.
Well, that's females. That's a totally different list.
So
that's
have
a separate list.
We have Jesus, Lisa, Sherry,
yes.
and then we move down.
yeah.
Diamond Smith, probably
Diamond
the top
Smith
five.
Isn't in the
Ooh,
league.
Nice. There's
yeah.
4, 5,
Diamond
Emily,
what the hell
6,
is Diamond
Suche.
Smith?
You know what? One day we should. You don't know who Diamond Smith is?
I mean, I know, but I don't know where
okay,
the
so
he came
up. It was yeah. Where well, Diamond Dials is making sense like that. We think
no,
he's got a third alias now. So,
did you create another?
I swear I didn't.
But maybe, I think you do this and don't even realize you're doing it.
Maybe
like some people sleepwalk. You just fuck with P's brother when you're not awake.
It's possible. So, Mr. Burr, we're going to get to you. Let's talk about your. You actually had a very interesting journey.
I did,
and let's talk about that for a minute.
I started off with I know Mike Stepnick. Saw him out one night, and I moved back from college. He's like, hey, you want to sub in on a football league? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I played with Angry Buffalo like 2 games, and then after that, didn't play much. And then the following year, my best friend Doug, shout out to Doug and Krista from Replacements. They got engaged.
Yeah, congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Yay.
So, congrats. Doug's like, hey, we have a spot open. You want to come play? And I've known Doug since 3rd grade, played football with him. And since then, started off at Ebenezer Ale House. That year, we went to the championship. Pretty sure we won that year and we got pulled up. No, we went to the championship the first time. We lost.
Yes, you did lose.
We did lose. We lost. And then the following year, we went back to the championship. We won. And then unlike South Beach and Angry Buffalo, we got pulled up a division. because we were blowing teams up, and we
hold up,
and we didn't complain. We went up to the division, and then
zing.
No,
yeah, we used to literally get reports. Like people would come up to us and be like, you know, they're nice people, we like them, but that Burr guy had like 57 catches for 9 touchdowns. We got to do something about that.
So we got pulled up, and we were probably 500 in D2, and then after that, I just thought it would be better. I wanted to try something different, see the hype in D1, whatever. And then I met Jay Kosmanski one time after Varsity Blues won D2 title. And I was just like, hey, if you guys go up to D2 or go up to D1, let me know. Join their team. And from there, I mean, everyone can dog the Varsity Blues because we're such bad guys. But out of 4 sessions, we went to the championship 2 times.
But I'm going to go grab my drink, I'm just going to grab it off rip.
So they won the D3. I think they won the D4 title.
Who's that?
Varsity. Like they were like Dinner for Two or something they were called.
Yep.
Then they won the D3 title.
Yep.
Then they won the D2 title. And it was always, this is such a team that's running up the ranks. Nobody ever said a bad word about them. They got to D1 and they became public enemy number one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it too is just like, I don't know. They're great guys. I love the teammates. Go to bat for them. I mean,
do you think when Kevin D left, it had something to do with it? Because he just said Kevin D was like the glue
Kevin
on that
DiGiacomo?
Team. Yeah.
Actually, newest acquisition. I mean, can I just go right now and say it?
Say it.
What you gotta do.
Well, I'm joining the replacements in D2 this year.
Oh, nice. Oh,
actually, and then.
You heard it here first.
Kevin DiGiacomo is also joining the replacements.
Really? He told Topper to go stick it, huh?
Well, I actually saw Kevin in the morning. He was running on the treadmills, and I'm like, what are you doing for football? And he's just like, I don't know. Every other Saturday, such and such. I play on Topper's League. No, you don't. Like you're enjoying replacements.
Oh, snap.
So he'll be joining forces. One man
with,
needs to join a team. That man joins the replacements.
So
thanks, Jim.
Kevin Giacomo and Greg Mozicki, Red Zone Greg. Threats. Big Greg.
Yeah. He
Greg
played,
Moneycook.
Yep.
But, yeah, something
good
different.
Good to make a team.
Go back where you started.
D2 could be fun again. Because we're going to have them, we're going to have a lot of teams back. I guess Travis has been cooking up a fun team that we don't know.
D2's always been fun.
It's always fun.
What? What's
D2's
what's Travis?
The best because you still got competition, but people don't go batshit.
What is Travis cooking up?
What? Back to Travis cooking up. I had to hear Travis cooking up all these special teams. And last year, he's like, I got a quarterback that's... He's going to throw everywhere, and this kid's awesome, which the kid is awesome. He's
Radon,
a great athlete.
Radon's great.
No. Randy Schwab. Wasn't he the quarterback?
Yeah.
And then I saw Randy at the gym, and he was just like, yeah, I'm done with that team. And he stopped showing up after week 2.
So is it true or is it false? Is Travis behind?
I don't think Travis is behind. I think Glenn.
No. Wait. Whoop. A team called the Diamond Dolls.
No.
Is Travis?
No.
He's got his own team.
No. Not at
their
all.
Team is Racks and Sacks, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
I think it's Glenn Bird putting together Travis's team.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing as well.
Correct.
Because you know what? Chelsea, who is a really nice person.
Phenomenal.
Chelsea's great. And Chelsea, that's what I felt the worst about Hostel is Hostel was that team that they were good enough for D1, but there was a couple people who were kind of on the cusp, we'll call it. And Chelsea's a really good athlete. She's a really good person. She's a good player. But she was right on that line. And you could tell at the I don't know if you ever saw it, but she was miserable.
She's like a hockey player.
Yeah, Sherry was just, you know, Sherry was okay. She was holding up in D1 doing fine. But Chelsea was really struggling. I remember at the end of the year, she was like, Glenn, I just don't know. So I think that's – Glenn can hang in D1 all day long. But Chelsea was struggling a little bit. And I bet you it's more Chelsea wants to go down to back to D2 where she'll be comfortable. She'll kick ass in D2.
Len, let me ask you your opinion. Seriously.
Yes.
Couples playing together on the same team.
Don't ever do it.
Nope. Worst idea you can do.
Worst thing you can do.
Glenn and Chelsea. Same team, different
You
teams.
Know, I'd say 1 out of 10 it doesn't work. Those two would work. Those two are bizarre together, and that's what works because they're both awesome people. Like, Glenn's out there, man,
Glenn's
and he's
great,
funny. Though. Like, I just really met Glenn this year. Glenn is good, but we got to get them both up here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He needs to be on
the show. Those two level each other out because, you know, you see that they're on Telegram. If you were on Telegram, you would see that. They're
just downloaded the app, so cross
Thank
that
you.
Off the list.
Good. You're about to get an invite to be on the Super Cool People
Glenn
thing.
Glenn just randomly sends pictures of Chelsea shitty.
Which is awesome.
Just for no reason. He just goes, ha-ha, sends to everybody.
But she's so cool. Like, she needs, you know, like, somebody like him needs to be with somebody like, because she's so cool that you could tell that he's the one that's causing all the ruckus, and she can live with it. And
so good.
They're a good couple together. But most of the time, I'd say, no.
No.
Don't do it.
So, should Glenn part ways?
No, those two are fine.
They're working.
You just explained to you that they're
fine. No, wait. Okay. Should Glenn join Angry Buffalo as they move to D1?
No.
They're just
Their problem isn't their guys.
Yeah, Angry Buffalo has enough people.
Yes.
They're just not committed, apparently.
Rebuttal?
Angry Buffalo's fine.
I have no rebuttal towards Lenny.
They have the quarterback.
Yes. Speaking and they have a very tall receiver.
Supporting cast.
And they have a really fast receiver.
They have a fast guy and a tall guy.
We need a name for you guys now. Now that we know you guys are a group, like we need like a it's dynamic like, duo or something. We got to figure something out.
So it's like Batman and Robin.
What are we missing?
I always go with Rocket and Groot. If that means anything. You have a tall one and a fast one. Yeah.
What about twins? Danny DeVito and Arnold. That's funny, too.
I feel like there's people who wouldn't get that.
Olive oil and Popeye.
Yeah, I'm thinking Zabern's not going to like that part.
He might not.
So let's talk a little bit. We've got the wine tournaments. I think it's happening Saturday, right?
Yeah, man.
Saturday.
You better snuck be right there.
Up. I'm not going to be there. There's no
You're
way.
You're the fucking worst,
heavens,
man.
I'm going to be there. It's
Why
impossible.
Not? Did you get your foundation poured yet?
Shockingly, I did in the rain like 2 days ago.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, but we're having some issues with that right now, so we're working through that.
So you kind of didn't.
No, foundation's poured.
So what's your issue?
It's raining and there's dirt everywhere and people are trying to do things and this is quite a project.
This has gone poorly for you so far.
It's gone terrible because I'm working like 12 hours a day. Matter of fact, I was telling Emily before the show started, I've left my house at like 5:45 the last 3 days and I've gotten home at like 9:30 at night and this is just all from work.
You're used to that though.
Yeah, but I'm working Saturday so I'm not getting a day off till maybe the second week of September and then it's going to slow down a little. So I won't be at the wine tournament.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I can't make it. Lane. Which sucks because I want to see my team play and I want to see Public Emily play. Like now that she's on our team, I kind of want to see what we got to work
with. I'm not playing with your team.
I know, but I still want to see what you got.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to see what we're working with, which is fine. We'll make sure we schedule our first game at 12 and your other games at 10, so we can just kind of break it down and see what we got to work with, and then we're going to make this work. It's going to be awesome.
Cool.
Emily's already awesome, but I think with our team, we're going to take her to like levels that are going to be crazy.
I'm excited.
It is going to be exciting. Burr will be like, no, they're assholes. Run from them. Run very quickly.
No, you guys are good.
I see both sides.
It's just competitive. Competitive when it combines. It's just a bad mixture. Bad mixture of hotheads.
They're a good team for the fact that, I always tell people about one of the best things about Public Enemy is they are system teams. Like, if you want to get better and learn this game, that's where you go. You go find Chris Cole and find Tommy Hughes and just stand next to them. And you will learn, just standing next to them, you'll learn things about the game you didn't even know existed. And that goes a long way. Tommy Hughes from XTC is another guy.
He is.
I'm telling you right now, Kedron and Nikki, they're good players. When you see them with Tommy, he's going to make them instantaneously better because just some people are like that.
See, I feel the same way about Jay Money Cook.
Mm. He's good.
Mm. Yes.
He knows it.
Is he going to play in the replacements again?
He subs in because he works on Saturdays. Right. So like,
because he brought the patches, right? That was him? Or was it his wife?
I think it was him. I think it was
both
of them.
That was awesome.
Right?
Yeah, you remember those stories, right? Like they used to give a patch for the player of the game, and they'd sew them onto their jerseys. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Cool. So, it was an awesome thing they did.
Yeah,
I believe. See, he works to noon every day.
Okay.
Or noon on Saturdays, and it's like every other Saturday.
That's
so because he's a postman, so he's got to walk. So I mean, you expect a guy who's going to deliver a mail route walking nonstop for 5 hours, going to come and run around. But he's a quarterback. He's the great no-look passer. Look one
really
way.
Is.
Oh, look yeah. Off. Look right, throw it back all the way to the left, wide open.
You know, it's funny to bring his name up real quick. You know where he started, right? Not a lot of people know this. He started with Cobblestone.
Hmm. Really? Is that why him and Daryl got got the hair connection?
Matter of fact, I don't remember who the guy was. It was Ryan something or other. But J Money Cook, I'm not going to say he was thuggy back in the day, but he used to have like a chain link fence necklace with a lock on it, and that the master lock. And he would wear thuggy. That as like a braid, and he'd come in at like 5:30 in the morning, like that, and he'd just show up drunk, and he'd be like, "Let's play football." That's back when Cobblestone sucked. Like literally, Daryl wouldn't even show up. Like, you don't know the real story of Daryl. Like, back in the day, Cobblestone used to lose, like, 66-6.
That's crazy. Wow.
They would have a game at 10. They'd show up at 10:20 because they were all bar people. And they'd be like, where's Daryl? And they'd have three people, like, forfeit, or they'd show up. And then one day, Daryl said, enough is enough. We're going to start winning. And what they would do is, down by where field six goes this way and the other, they would practice. They'd show up an hour early before the game and say, you are coming to this field and we are going to practice. They'd run plays and people were like, what are they doing? And you know what? Started getting better. Then they won D4. Then they went up to D3. So he made them better. And now he's Daryl Carr superstar.
I believe
for now. They're fantastic, Emily.
Now they're losing 66-60.
Okay, good. I thought you said for now.
Sure. Oh, no, I said good for him.
Daryl Carr is awesome.
I've never seen somebody drink so many Coronas on a Saturday.
He is magical.
It's one bucket. You look back and it's three.
Tornado, hailstorm, that man's hair just stays right the way it needs to be.
Him and Topper.
He's a legend.
The greatest male capris ever, Daryl.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. It's so ridiculous.
There's nothing he doesn't do back in the greatest.
We don't do it as much now, but we used to have a banquet for the spring. Boom. One time we had at the Rose Garden. Matter of fact, he won D4. We made him bring his shampoo and conditioner, and he brought it at the awards, and we wouldn't give him his trophy until he handed it. It was Prel, by the way, if anybody's wondering out there.
Wow.
Yeah. You wouldn't expect
to know.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Emma, you never know.
I'm looking for new products.
Call Daryl. If you're looking for new products, you call Daryl. Okay, so let's talk Bullet Club for a minute. Is everybody coming back in D3?
So far, so good. Honestly, in the wine tournament, Gordon's running a team. I don't know if you paid attention to it at all. Mm-hmm. So he's got a team, and he's in like toppers division and stuff. And we have our quarterback. Jeff's going to be there, and we have Jess is playing for one of the girls. And then after
is this
that,
wine tournament
just,
or retro?
This is wine tournament.
Okay.
So for the wine tournament, we literally just asked like a whole bunch of our friends that don't normally play,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to play in the tournament, and we're going to see if there's like any hidden gems we didn't know about. Because you know that our biggest problem last year was not having guys. Like most teams struggle with girls. We struggle with having no guys at all. So we're hoping that we find
one. Yeah,
you guys
have like 18 girls usually.
We always have four. We have five on the roster, but they've only showed up like all five of them like twice, so it wasn't a big deal.
So when we get to actual Bullet Club in D3, like is the usual cast and crew? We got any new faces coming?
Well, that's just it. If the wine tournament produces a couple random good players, maybe they'll transfer over and play with us. We're hoping to find like one or two good players because I still don't know what Chad's doing because you never do.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get the other Griffin?
We just because he can't Shane. Kids and stuff. We tried that. Okay. Remember we instituted the one Griffin at a time rule?
Exactly. That was awesome.
But
did you ever meet the Griffins? There's these two guys, Chad and Sean Griffin, or Shane Griffin. They're really good players.
I think I met him, yeah.
We made a rule with them because they were brothers, and 1 week, they're so terrible with attendance. One would show up, and then the next week, the other, and it'd be like, okay, here's how we're going to work it. You're allowed one Griffin rule, we used to call it. So as long as one shows up, you're good.
The other one couldn't play.
Yeah, because they were in D4.
So we had fun with that.
It was like Kelly Lee, like when you were in Sweet and Sour. We remember, like, yeah, all of a sudden the Griffin would get, like, he'd be like Burr. He'd have 87 catches and 22 touchdowns.
If they showed up, of course.
Yes.
So, which is why we go back to running a team in the tournament and hoping that one or two of these guys who said maybe they can play, maybe they can play. And then we'll have more guys than, you know, me trying to run streaks. Like, think about that.
So. And how about Tommy Hughes' experience? Have we been...
We re-registered it.
So
we did
who's
it.
Coming?
Out of school.
Is Sarah going to... Emily, you can type it in. Is Sarah playing for Tommy Hughes?
As far
or
as
she
I
doing?
Know, she still is, yeah.
She's coming back?
Yeah.
Yay.
We got
her.
Yeah,
Sarah wants to keep playing.
Sarah and
Susie.
I assume that Sarah and Susie, they're all coming back. And
I'm surprised she didn't run very far away. Be like, I'm not. You people are killing me.
Tommy found...
She's got something coming in the mail today if she ever listens to the podcast. Something's coming very soon.
I know. I'm excited.
It's
going to
be awesome.
Topper actually retired from the Tommy Hughes experience.
He's
going to play defense for us in the wine tournament.
Well, he's in love now.
No, I know. That's the problem. And you nailed that on the
I'm going to call it right now.
You called it 3 weeks ago. You said
he's married in less than a year.
Jesus Christ.
I called it.
He better get married at the Rose Garden.
Or at the zoo next to the pandas.
I told him he better hurry up fast because if I retire, I said I'm not giving that speech unless he hurries up.
I love it. So, yeah, Tommy Hughes' experience will be back unless something happens where we get an influx of teams that want to be in D6 and then we'll just not take the spot, I guess. But
do you think Topper would let B's brother be a minister and marry them?
You can do 1MinuteMinistry.com and you can be registered as like a wedding minister.
Yeah, Cole does
in
it.
In 1 minute.
That would be kind of awesome. But it had to be B's brother.
Well, I know, but he could do it in 1 minute.
Because we're going to get our robes. I mean, when we get those for the Christmas caroling, we can just give him
his
robe.
I feel like
and
we got to start
on that. And then the Mike
Baccio
Tabernacle Choir can sing, and Tim Dove can release doves.
Jay, you could sing her?
I mean, I think I could figure it out. I could carry the bass line for sure.
What do you think? Should we ask him?
Yeah, I think so.
Burr, you can you sing?
I can't.
Perfect.
Okay, I don't know.
That's even better.
Everyone thinks they can sing.
Well, because we've had this idea going for a while. So,
my father paid me $5 to quit chorus, I can't
lie. I mean,
that's brutal.
I'm a pretty damn good reverend. I paid $25 online 1 year.
Oh, you'd be great reverend.
I've actually married many, many people.
You should marry Topper.
And they're all still together. From the TSL, though.
So you're a good omen.
I performed the ceremony for Matt and Kat out in East Aurora, and they're still together.
Okay. Yeah, but Topper's probably going to get married on the field, so that means you're not going
to
show up.
That needs to be.
Ooh.
He'll be there. He'll marry
them. Okay, you
went
there.
He's going to karate kick you in the head.
Oh, my God.
So,
I would like to see Jimmy Moore. I don't care. I'm loud enough to be on everybody's mic.
Mic gone.
I don't know this.
Oh, great throw, Tyrod.
So what we're going to do in the Christmas time is we're all going to dress up and we're going to go Christmas caroling in the east side of Buffalo. And we're going to get a limo bus and get like 30, 40 people.
For the daytime.
So if you guys want in, let us know. We're going to have to get everybody's sizes. I'm gonna have to get Jay like an 8-foot robe.
I don't even know my robe size. Like, so you can like I feel like that's a special thing.
You need like a suit coat, or is it like a large, extra large?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does it work?
It's like what altar boys wear.
Have you ever seen those choirs?
No, like, what size is it? Like how do I order a size?
No, we're order. You don't order anything. You just tell us your size and we go get them.
That's what he means. He's like, what size would he want?
Like, I don't know. Large, long.
You probably want it to go down.
They're supposed to be like. Want it to go pillowy and flowy.
It probably goes under your knee, I would think.
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably scrapes almost on the ground, right?
I would think. Then we'll get sequins on them and stuff. They got to be shiny, too.
Maybe you should get them
would it be?
Professionally tailored.
That would be kind of funny. Get my tailor over there. Everybody's getting freaking cut up. That would be funny. We could do this.
Darby.
But we're going to go. We're going to start at Vibes. It's going to be like a pub crawl, except we're going to be going to inner city places, and we're just going to start
Christmas
caroling.
Fruit Belt.
All right. So while the podcast is going, we do have the Bills game on in the background. The guys in the room are freaking out about what we just saw. Gentlemen, please, a little bit of play-by-play.
Well, I mean, that should have been Darby's second pick.
Yeah.
He just picked off Tyrod. He should have had a pick six. He almost had another pick six on this one, but he got caught at the 10. But they threw it at the top of the screen, or like first drive, and Darby should have picked it off.
Yep.
Nah. I think we're tanking on purpose.
I don't think they're tanking. I think they're finding out that Tyrod is just not it.
I think I don't understand.
The Eagles.
Took
Eagles
him so long.
Great.
He's terrible.
Ah, it is what it is.
I don't talk about it. Right
trade
now.
McCoy and let's get this over with, and then we'll draft Eichel next year.
Yeah. So does it work that way?
Is it Tyrod gone, Such is in? I mean, I don't know.
With that passing percentage record, I don't see how you can't give him a shot.
Someone here might know the coach, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, snap.
We go way back.
So let's talk about football for a second. So, Emily, you said you're playing summer right now and your team is not making the championship.
Well,
Jay, you playing in that league?
Yeah. That's
Jay's
the
on Thong Song.
Thong Song team. It is Saturday morning.
Nice.
Templeton Landing.
Awesome.
The scenery is beautiful.
That's a
field.
Good place.
Not so much.
Not so much.
We heard
broken
about
glass,
that.
Needles, and pipes.
Brandy Clark sprained her foot.
Was she playing in her game when she got injured, or was she subbing for somebody?
She was playing in her game, following the rules. Eric Kleckler hurt his hamstring. This field is like landmines.
And you keep showing up. Landmines? Probably.
Well, we got the boot out of the championship because we're all going to be at the wine tournament because that's where our priority is.
Party
that's
on. Who's playing on your team in the wine tournament?
I'm on two teams.
Ah, of course you are.
I'm in the morning with the TSL All-Stars. It's Maddie, the two guys from A&A, Taylor Satursky, Garrett, Sherry found some guy, and then me, Sherry, and Jamie. And then in the afternoon, I'm on Iberica.
Don't talk about Iberica. It'll be an experience.
Everything is top secret with Iberica.
Super top secret.
So in this other league, you are so good enough that you can make the playoffs. You could probably win.
Probably. Definitely.
Definitely.
But because yes. What's the record?
10-1. I don't know how many games.
And because,
way to lose,
jerks. And because you're doing the wine tourney, you've been booted from the playoffs.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
That sounds
if you would have won that championship, would you have had to move up a division, or would you guys stayed there?
Is there only one division?
Yeah,
we were in
one
the highest
division.
Okay. Nowhere
else
to go.
So just for the table.
There's like eight teams.
Just for the table. The TSL never kicks out anyone that plays for other leagues.
Never.
You're playing for the TSL, you play for other leagues.
We don't care.
You're welcome. Come home.
Yes.
Come home.
Yes. I'm coming home, fam.
But we always, it's funny, you know, I'm going to go off script for a minute, but you know, people are always like, well, the only reason they do that is because we just don't have time. Like, you know, people are like, why don't you have a winter league? I don't have time. Why don't you have a summer league? We don't have time. Like, we just try to do what we can do. Like, I would love to say, let's do a TSL summer league or a softball league or we just don't have the time, unfortunately. So
I think the break is good for a lot of people. Like, I think a lot of people legitimately get hurt and they need time off to.
I've said this once and I'll say it before. When the season ends, and Topper and I have been friends for, 29 years now. Like, really good friends.
30th anniversary.
Yeah, we look at each other at the end of the season and we're literally like, bye, Len, bye, Topper. And, like, we just don't talk for, like, three, because we can't.
That's not true.
It's too much.
Because this offseason, we're going over Topper's house with the costumes and a video.
Well, that was weeks later, though. We can't talk because it's not that we're mad at each other. It's just you don't understand the stress this league causes. Oh, my God.
I'm starting to.
Well, we appreciate
I almost left. Remember?
Almost leave.
No, this one was close.
And Brett Favre almost retired like 1,000 times.
Yeah, a couple years ago, it was like a 5 out of 10. This was about an 8.5 out of 10. I almost left.
When? This year?
Yeah.
He was really mad.
I was done.
Yeah, Lenny was like mad about it.
Because of people like Emily who played 17 games a day.
Not
it was not people like Emily. It was people being a-holes.
Well, on a better note, You know what I'm going to give props to? Ramir. Ramir and the, I think the refs, and he held it together this year with the refs.
Well, we had a very bumpy road to begin with. That's the other thing.
It started behind the scenes cuts.
You don't understand how that got to where it got
well,
to.
Well, I'm going
to
give him credit, too, because I saw, I mean.
I think the referees were great this year.
I've done it, too.
Football, Saturday.
At the end of the year, he did phenomenal.
A bad call. You know what I mean? You always go after the refs. You got to understand they're out there, too.
Agreed.
So, and I thought, like, a lot of times there's controversial calls. Ramir was in there. He was getting it sorted out. But, I mean, you got to give them credit.
When he's on his game, he's fantastic. The beginning of the year, he wasn't. And I had to call him out on it. And him and I got into it. But I think once he got on the same page with me, it got a lot better. Because I wasn't happy in the beginning.
It's tough, too. You got so many competitive different atmospheres.
Yep. But we're all on the same page.
Ramir.
We're in like a group text.
Yep.
I have a situational question.
Go on. We're
bringing up officiating, and good friend of the Angry Buffalo, Delano, would appreciate this. He had a catch taken away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Burr, have you ever jumped up to catch a ball and landed on your heels?
Your heels?
Heels.
So what do you mean, like, are you still in bounds?
That's the question.
Instead of toe tapping
the sideline, you go heels down.
It's still part of your foot.
It still counts.
It's a catch.
That'd be a catch.
I'm talking about a natural. Don't worry about inbound, out of bounds. I'm talking about natural movement. You jump up, you catch the ball. What usually touches first?
Your toe taps. All day.
So Delano had a catch taken away from him because a certain official said he landed on his heels first and his heels were out of bounds. And we're like, that's impossible. Delano is a D1 athlete. He would never land on his heels.
Was he like catching it backwards or something?
Nope.
There's a way to get there. Jumped up, caught it, came down,
and they said, nope, out of bounds.
Did you hear what I heard?
His heels landed first.
I heard.
Did I say D1 professional athlete?
Did you say Delano is a D1 athlete?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
Is he not? Am I mistaken?
No, I'm just curious why a guy who's a D1 athlete plays in D2.
Oh,
because
Because we have commitment issues.
I'll tell you why.
This is where you need the drop-in music of somebody running really quickly.
Drop it in. Because he's a D1 athlete and
he's
high school football coach. Just giving back
player.
To the kids.
Okay,
he's a great person.
Thank God we have audio and we tape this stuff, but I'm going to call it right now that in the playoffs when Angry Buffalo makes the championship, and they're going to, that Delano and everybody else who's supposedly missing will be there. And you've got audio tape proof of it.
Yeah, they'll miss regular.
They're going to magically be there in the championship.
Oh, let the record reflect August 17th. Lenny called it that for
your
sporadic attendance.
The D1 championship, right?
Ooh.
No, D2. Yes, they're going to be. We're not going to win that battle, apparently. That's okay.
Let's just combine
the divisions.
Well,
if that's the case, in the spring.
But to answer your question, Jay, honestly, when I hear the replacement?
That when the replacements and Angry Buffalo are playing each other in the D2 championship.
I remember
when Jeremy and I were on the podcast together. I need to show
you
up
know
for
what?
This game.
A lot
I really
of
hope
have,
that happens.
A lot of things get called at this podcast long term about championship games. It happens.
Oh, snap, does it
so
ever.
So if we're talking about officiating, you know what I'd like to see? This is being serious. You know,
Bee's
like
brother roughing more.
No.
Absolutely.
She's holding
Emily and Sherry roughing.
No.
She's holding. She has the headshot. Hold it up.
Come on, Garbez.
Ooh, I love
like
Garbez.
Let's talk to him.
Right. I mean, I didn't name names for who made that call that Delano landed.
There he is.
Oh, it wasn't. There's no way it was him. But on a serious note, you know what I've noticed more and more, like as we try to preach, and you said it before in the beginning of it, is non-contact league. Right? It's all for fun.
Correct.
I think for sure, and I hope Topper evaluates this. I hope you looked at it because there's certain players in D1. We think they can run through girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and I'm done with the 15-yard penalty. I think you're done.
Something wick.
I think you got to go to work on Monday. I think you got to get thrown out for at least that
Fuck
game.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
I think
yeah.
It's different. And you want to know something too? A couple of guys have played college ball, and it's not like you're this like an average guy. You work out, you run, and you're running through a girl to get a ball. And it's not like I've seen it happen. And it's not like a little brush.
When you play for varsity, you probably saw it every week.
Well, you know what the sick part? You know what the sad part is? I'm going to be honest with you.
There,
you want to know what the sad part is, Len?
Yes.
It happened to our girls, and it was the kid.
It happens to every girl, I bet.
Well, I watched a girl.
You're right.
I watched a girl on our team get a Kimmy.
Yep.
Complete
awesome
flip.
Person, by the way. She's probably the best person on varsity.
Clothesline.
Great person.
So clothesline.
One game. That game.
I think you
one
should get game. Thrown out that game
at the least.
And at the least
would be a bad deterrent.
And if somebody's there, and I guess you take the two officials at the time. And then they maybe they vote on it and be like, hey, listen, it was pretty serious. He laid her out. Yeah. And it goes off them.
Future suspensions.
If the one game's fine, yeah, go with it. But if that game's fine, you're out. If it has to go into next, it goes into next week.
Let's play devil's advocate, though.
Go on.
And I'm not going to name names because that's not what I do.
No, not you.
And I'm not going to talk, so you didn't hear this from me. But let's just say there's a girl, I don't know, it's D1. She's playing in a game and she gets hit and she falls over and starts crying. Like, then what happens?
Well, here's the whole thing, though. If you've known, if you have a track record of doing it, like not names, it goes to an over. I think you should evaluate the process. But, I mean,
it's not a black and white thing.
It's not.
It's never a black and white thing. Curse your words.
But if there's different referees.
I'm not being political.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, it comes to the point, too, where you got to look over. I mean, it's not just the referees. You got people standing there and you watch a girl get laid out. You got to know.
Yeah.
Well, first off,
you know, too.
If a ball's flicked to a girl and if you can't pick it, let her catch it.
I agree.
Let her catch it. What are you going to do?
What if we had like a rules committee?
But there's some people who think they can pick everything.
Like, what if we had like a committee of like
Deion
3 to 5 people and we talked about
it? Awesome.
We have the council of 12.
We do have the council of 12. Well, actually, it's going to be council of 11 because one of the members might be leaving.
Who?
Don't worry about it.
Didn't you hear Jimmy earlier? Somebody might be leaving the TSO?
Joe wasn't here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody might be leaving. We'll have to talk about it post-show. We might be losing a Council of 12 member. So we can get a new Council of 12 member. Now, believe it or not, I think we should get a second set of robes.
Des Moines?
So we're going to have our singing robes.
Council robe, council like robes, council and robes. Singing robes.
Yeah, like we'll be like judge robes.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, we'll get everybody gavels, too.
Someone's going to get hit.
No, Lenny, just you get the gavel. No.
One gavel. Lenny gets it.
I got
Lenny
a gavel in my gavel. Office right now.
Of course you
that
do.
Sounds.
That doesn't sound sad.
Do we have
that
a shout out yet to Cheryl? Speedy recovery.
We're hoping Cheryl's going to come back as quickly as humanly possible.
Yep. Knee injury.
Hopefully
she'll get back there next year.
Shout out to Mandy Ice. Shout out to Cheryl.
Yep,
how quickly does it take to fix a cyborg? I think she'll be okay. She might even be back this year.
Cheryl's not human. No. She's so awesome.
She's not human.
Yeah, no. If anybody can come back fast, it's going to be Cheryl. But to answer your question, Jay, the rule literally says 1 foot. So if a heel falls down and that's all that falls, like, I guess that's a really – I've never heard of that before because in theory, like, unless the heel stops – like, the foot has to come down eventually, and then if the foot comes down out of bounds, like, how do you stop on your heels? That's almost impossible.
Right.
So I wasn't there, but in theory, I would think the ref made the right call because the foot would have to come down then?
Well, basically what he said, so if you think about it this way, Delano was facing into the field, his back was to the sidelines, jumped up, caught it. They said his heel landed first, so he landed heels down. We're like, there's no way.
Your
he
body
knows
doesn't do that.
Your body just naturally
now
doesn't
I
do that.
Heels
like,
down, yeah, I'm thinking of the other way.
The heels heel would have been out. We were like,
I'm thinking of him from the side. So I get what you're saying. Yeah, from the side, I'm like, wait a minute. His foot would have gone down into the line.
Right.
Okay, that I get.
I'm not upset about it or anything. Yeah. Like, whatever. But I just was like, really?
I've never heard of that.
That's
but
a strange.
I'm not upset about it.
I write the rule book.
Yeah, I'm just looking out for. I'm looking out for my friend.
I've said this a million times. Just when you think you've seen it all, you see something else.
Well,
so I'll have to tweak the rule book.
That call's as good as, I believe it was week one when there was a certain call on Margo doing an out. And the ref called the play short on the like game timing touchdown. I think it was 33 in Public Enemy, and the ref called.
Oh my god, I remember that.
I'm not even gonna name names because it's our favorite ref who loves D1, who shouldn't ref D1. He blows the whistle and says Margo purposely tipped a ball that was thrown behind her on a fast rush up over to catch it. To avoid the tag.
Listen.
And he blew the play dead. It was completely ridiculous.
That's just awesome that it worked out that way.
It was Travis. Terrible.
Purposely did it.
It was terrible.
You could throw her 10 balls and tell her to do it on purpose. That would be tough for anybody.
And then Margo being level-headed, she never lost it. Didn't tell him to get off the field, that he should never ref again. They got back in the huddle. No, but I think Public Enemy ended up winning that game
by 16.
Should we have
a ref school? Yeah,
so
it's over anyway.
Here's the question.
What's that?
We should have ref school. Like a reality show.
That would be amazing.
We get a camera, follow them around for like a week.
Like a GoPro?
Dancing with the TSL stars and the ref school.
We start with B's brother as a ref.
No.
There's your 12th man committee.
I still maintain he's phenomenal. Right now, what do we
have? He is, actually.
We have 5 fields. We have 10 refs. So we probably work from, a group of 18 or so?
Something like that.
He's probably in my top 12. But that's just me.
Of course it's just you.
But I think with some seasoning, Emily, why are you looking at me look crazier than normal?
I'm not. This is just my face.
Okay.
That's just how I look.
I just maintain his time. You weren't there that day. He refed one of the best games I've ever seen, so I think he should deserve a shot. If he doesn't get excommunicated. There was a lot of talk today about excommunication.
God.
Yeah.
God.
How can we excommunicate him yet also involve him in everything we want to do?
That's the trick. Wait for it. Multiple personalities. Yeah. No, wait for it. Now, hear me out.
No, I don't want to hear you out.
What if we excommunicate
Bee's
brother?
You're trying to give him dissociative identity disorder?
Oh, not trying to. He's already done it.
We excommunicate Bee's brother, but we don't excommunicate Diamond Smith or Jay Reezy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, I got a project.
Lenny.
How do I walk into these things?
Lenny, the project is
Lenny,
you getting healthy.
Get your butt to therapy. Oh, my God.
I told you what happened the last time I went to therapy. It was terrible. My therapist fell in love with me. I'm like, I'm not going back.
Emily.
We've already been through this.
You need a male therapist.
How much would
I'm scared
you,
of therapy.
How much would you charge Len for therapy?
$3.99.
It just came out of nowhere.
$3.99.
Oh, and they said $3.99. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting number.
$3.99. Free.
Oh,
with
I thought $3.99 too. I was like, what is this, a Denny's breakfast special?
No, I thought it was the same price he played for the.
Can you imagine if we audio taped that for 1 hour? If you did all your like head shrinker, I think you literally would have more of a headache than I would.
Maybe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Lenny would explode. Lenny would just want to try and get your head
exploded. Yeah, who it really would? Whose head do you think would pop off their neck first?
Between you and Emily? Hers.
Yeah. That would be fun. That would be interesting. I know.
At a later time.
Oh, my God.
I still think we should get a therapist on the show, and she should just talk to you. That'd be the best episode.
I wish you knew one.
No, but a good one. So,
rude.
Boo.
Nobody's really coming to
Joe,
your defense.
Joe, this is why we don't have...
So we're learning things today. If we haven't done it now, get on toppersports.com. Sign your team up. Pick a division that you think you should be in. I mean, what Jay doesn't know is eventually we're going to look at them all and we're just going to do what we want anyways.
I love that.
That's what they don't know.
That's the truth.
Eventually, I'm going to go through every single division. I'm going to look at every team and every roster because I'm so sick of freaking teams that shouldn't be in divisions going into divisions they shouldn't be. I'm not saying
tape.
Angry Buffalo. Not saying Angry Buffalo.
Just going to check
what
tape
if you
go
started,
back and look.
What if your team was brand new and you started in a division and you just ran train, but you didn't know?
Well, that happens.
You didn't
it's
know.
Very
Maddie's Angels. We didn't know.
Oh,
of course you didn't know.
Could have been the Bombers. Bloomfielders every week. They walk out. They're in the D1 finals.
Lenny,
they
really you say this for on paper, RSS Ladies is better than the Angels, yet we won.
Exactly.
We didn't know we were going to be great.
Well, you weren't going to beat the Ladies in the playoffs if they had their quarterback, so.
Shut your face.
No.
Shout out to Joey Bats.
Yeah.
Joey Bats, what up?
You know, I'm interested to see where Gryffindor comes in. Like, there were rumors he was going to sign up for D5. I don't know if we're going to grant that
gag.
Or not. You know, it's funny because you said one of your old teammates in D2 South Beach is playing on Gryffindor. So let me get this straight. We have Scott Marino, who's been D1 forever, is a very solid athlete. Mm-hmm. We have a friend now who came from D2 South Beach. We have the Battaglias who are playing for, I don't know, they won a D1 title over 33. Joey's family, all the girls are good. Yet here they sit in D3 and never win a title. Burr, what's up with that?
You know, I think, actually, I mean, I watched him and his brother play in D1. Those guys, unsung heroes. Those dudes.
Joey Bats is awesome.
They balled.
Yep. Awesome.
And then by far, I mean, there's always like, you always have your D1 MVPs and all that. But, I mean, Garrett Kenzie played lights out.
He did.
That kid balled all year. But,
and
I don't
nobody's
know.
Better Joey Bats.
You know what? I think it's weird. When they play in like D3, it's like they go through the motions. When they play against other people, then they could brag about it. It's when they start turning it on.
Play to the level of your competition, maybe.
Joey Bats is the best because then when he wins, he talks for like 4 straight hours, and he's so funny.
He talks for 4 straight hours regardless.
It's funny. Remember when he let you guys win a couple years ago?
No, he didn't let us win. He even said he did his best to not let us win, and it didn't go his way.
Poor Gryffindor. They're going to win a title someday.
Yeah, someday in D6.
Then they'll move up to D2 maybe. But get your teams in. I think we got 31 signed up so far.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So keep working, people. Get your teams in. We're going to pull the plug. Actually, it's what? August 18th? 17th? Something like
17th,
that?
17th, man.
So September 9th. I mean, you're talking. We got to get the schedule out literally in probably, I don't know, 10 days. So you better hurry up. Cool. Uncle Topper's in love right now. He's not doing good with the paperwork. At some point, he's going to have to stop being in love for like 30 seconds and tell people, hey, the schedule's coming out. So,
doesn't he have like a schedule maker for him that he just has to put
no,
the teams in?
No, Topper handles the schedule. Like we have distinct jobs. Like he does the schedule and some of the finance stuff. I do all the creative, so
do you?
Yeah,
I like it.
That's my job. I gotta be the funny one. That's, I'm fine with that.
Topper's funny too.
He's fun in like a Topper kind of way.
Yeah.
Like today, remember when I said, "Will you dress up as the Pope?" And he said, "As long as you have KFC." Because if we excommunicate Bee's brother, we're gonna give him a scepter and a Pope hat and have him excommunicate Bee's brother. But if, as long as we have KFC, he said he'll do it. Yeah, we're aiming for 60, maybe 56. We'll see. There was some rumors before, and we, Tom and I had talked about this. Like, originally, we were kind of like the sub thing. We were kind of getting mad, and we're like, there's too many people playing on 12 different teams. But Topper said, you know what? We're going to try to control it as best we can, and we're going to try to do a better thing with the sub rules. We're going to get that email up and running, and like, make sure you tell your teams, especially you guys. When you need, you guys don't ever have girl problems, but when you have girl subs, you're going to have to email us now before Thursday night. And if you don't and you get a sub, you're going to get suspended for 3 games. So please email Topper Sports and say, can I have my sub?
We should be creative.
We're not going to have these rules anymore where girls just show up all of a sudden. We're stopping that. So you email now on Thursday night and say, hey, can girl A play for us? And we're going to say yes or no.
Fair. Are you still separating it where 1 and 2 can only play
with
1 and 2? Or can we just all be friends?
No. No, because then we're going to be watching that. Because a perfect example, our good friend Sherry is now going to be playing in D2. So if any D1 team thinks they're going to use her as a sub, yeah, you can go pound salt. Like, Sherry's not, she's going to have a rule where she's playing just for her team. She wants to go down to D2, that's fine. But we call it the Meg Farrell rule. Like, yep. She's going to get Meg Farrelled.
She can only play for her team. For every D1 team, except varsity.
No, she can play for anybody.
Meg Farrell?
Oh, yeah, Meg and us.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
She subbed for us like one time, I think.
No, just to let you know. If Sherry verbally attacks me, I already said I was in D2 before her. So if she comes to D2 late and her team's not in and she comes in and she attacks me on this, I just want to let you know.
Oh my God, you want to play them week 1?
Yes.
That would be kind of awesome.
Absolutely. Lenny knows
a guy. Here first, ladies and gentlemen.
You're the Dinah.
Would you meet me, you, and her at the 50-yard line for like the ceremonial coin flip? That would be kind of awesome.
I think a bra bet should happen that game.
You know what? B's brothers should sing the national anthem. It should be at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We should do like the, what is it?
National anthem, bra bet. Let's go.
This is like a creative meeting now.
It should be the XFL coin toss. Put a ball in the middle and me and her run out.
There you
Whatever
go.
Happens.
No, don't let Joe K do that.
Maybe you shouldn't let Emily do it because she loses.
Joe K fucking pancaked my little ass.
And I won. I got the ball. You lost.
You played your game, but did something else happen? How many times did he pancake?
No, it was just
one
the same
time,
game from
I couldn't
before.
Breathe. I couldn't I don't breathe. Know why.
I told you not to stand on the tracks when the
I couldn't
train's
breathe
coming.
Without it ball. Hurting for 5 days.
I was just going for a ball. I wasn't watching you. You're just like a little fly.
Yeah,
in
you
my
got
way.
This now.
Oh, my God.
You're getting better.
Bra bets.
Angry Jay, ask her about bra bets.
Bra bets.
Your captain was sitting right in that chair, and she said bra bets. He wouldn't do it.
But Lisa's. Jay.
Stop.
Oh, my.
Emily said it's on, and Nick Such said it's on, and then all of a sudden the game.
It was not on, Lenny.
It was not on.
Really, it was not on.
The opposite of on.
Yeah, but when Burr and Sherry have at it, it's going to be on.
I don't even understand.
So whose bra are you going to bet?
He's got his wife's.
Okay.
It's on.
Okay.
Burr's it on?
Is that going to go okay for you?
We'll see.
Yeah, he's going to check when he gets home.
I don't know about all that.
How do you go home and
good job not making Lenny false campaign promises?
Yeah, Lenny volunteers it was a rough, other people's bra.
It was rough. When me and Sherry got into it, my wife was not happy.
Why doesn't Amy just fight Sherry? Would that be even better?
I want to know something. Here's the whole thing, though, and I get where she's coming from. It was kind of a sore subject because Amy plays with Sherry on the all-girls team. So what happens after me, because like you said.
Oh, on RSS?
Well, here's the whole thing. You don't play with couples. Amy plays with varsity with me. So what happened was me and Sherry get into it. Amy's like looking at me. She's like, hey, you got to stop. And I'm like, I'm not going to stop. I'm just like, she needs to shut her mouth. I'm like, I'm not backing down. So we get into it, and then she pulls my wife in, says, such and such, you married such and such. And then when it goes to the marriage thing, even, you know what, even Ramirez, like, he had to say something. He's just like, you can't go there. But other than that, I'm like, you know, it's a tough situation. Don't play with couples. You don't play on the same
actually,
team.
I actually had an idea.
Just make it a rule.
How funny would it be if we had a whole division of couples?
It'd be terrible.
And we actually like videotape games to see watch them in
That'd
Burrow.
Be like the
but,
real
like, week
world.
Six. That's what I'm saying. That would just, be kind of funny.
Or like Bachelor in Paradise or something. You know, that's what it would be.
Lenny, if you do that, don't make B's brother a minister. Make him a divorce lawyer.
It's true.
He looks good in a tux.
Yeah, he does.
But you, yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. There's so
I think
many
it'd be
ideas.
A terrible idea. You're the one who said it's a bad idea.
That's why it's a good idea. Sometimes it's such a bad idea that it's a good idea.
It's a
so then if you break up during the season, you have to be off both teams?
No. That's why you get on the Telegram app and you have a team vote. And one team person gets banished.
But only Val knows how to do polls, so it doesn't work.
You make me a sandwich!
Okay.
And then you could sit down in couples therapy.
Exactly. And then Emily...
I'll be there.
If her head's still around, just if we do a couple session for a psychological session for an hour, if she can still talk and doesn't go... She'll talk. Did you get Val back? Did she say why
yes.
she has... What'd she say?
Val said... I said, Lenny told me to ask you why Cheryl's your safety buddy. She goes, because Lenny and I had a shaky start to our relationship, and he thought I came across as threatening. Naturally, he picked Sherry to be his safety buddy. And I go, I think President Trump would pick Cheryl to be his safety buddy.
I literally was screaming at her at a bar, stranger danger, and I was wearing a whistle, and I made Cheryl one night walk me to my truck right by Val. It was freaking, she was going to kill me.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know, but I was wearing a whistle, and I used to call it my rape whistle, and I was screaming stranger danger. She was so mad. The look on her face was priceless.
That is pretty funny, though.
I know. Well, you know, we're 69 minutes in. I think it's going to go to time to final thoughts. Jay, we're going to start with you.
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day. What are you thinking?
At the end of the day, I think Angry Buffalo is going to stay in D2. You're going to see our attendance issues. I mean, I tell you right now, I have to coach high school football 5 out of the first 6 Saturdays. Oh, wow. So it just depends on when our game times are. I know Delano's in a similar situation. And I'm not saying we're the only 2 players on the team, but with the fall coming up, we have a couple guys that hunt. We have Oktoberfest, a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. Attendance is going to be a little shaky. But if we, you know, come the time of playoffs, hopefully everybody can find some room on Saturday.
Wink, wink.
Everyone finds some room in their Saturday afternoon to be at the Rose Garden.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's been great. Emily, at the end of the day?
At the end of the day.
What do you say?
I'm just thrilled with this new picture that I have. I got to go to Marshall's and get a frame.
You so have to get a frame. You know what's funny? I got it literally today. I almost was going to put it in a frame for you, but I'm like, it's enough for now.
Well, somebody else is getting a present today, and I'm excited to see what she thinks.
Well, she's not going to get it today.
What? Oh, you said today?
No, I think it's getting sent out probably today or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Let's wait until it happens.
Bachelorette Sarah has a present at her home.
Yeah, it's coming at some point.
Is it the apology?
It's coming. Well.
That's you could interpret it as that.
You could.
Is it just a gift certificate for the dinner that we didn't go to?
It's not.
We're still going.
I know we should.
At some point, we'll figure it all out. But she's going to get something probably before Friday. I would no.
Lenny,
Thursday. She'll have it probably in 3 to 4 days.
In the Topper J. McGovern Memorial Wine Rack, there are 2 gifts.
He is on the
for
inside.
Bachelorette Sarah that she never claimed during the bachelorette process. I will not tell you who put these in the drawer, but please pass those over to Emily for review.
They are not buttons. They are circular. To start.
Oh, okay.
But then they unravel.
They have been here since.
It had to be Tommy Hughes.
They've been here when since the Bachelorette. Correctly.
I'd say they're DJ Tommy's, but we know he doesn't use those.
No.
No, snap. Yeah.
And he's taken.
Yes. Jeremy Burr, at the end of the day, what do you say?
A couple bold.
At the end of the day.
Let me see. A couple bold points. Joey Batts will win a championship in D3.
This year.
I feel it.
Like in game on?
World prediction.
Emotional high. I will predict Angry Buffalo will have a full team come playoffs and
the
championship.
Fuck? That's saying something. That's a bold prediction, sir.
I like him a lot.
I'm going to predict Public Enemy. Ooh, winning the D1 fall championship.
Damn it! I just want them to play Ice Downtown. We've been waiting on it for 4 years.
What's the prediction with you and Sherry?
Well, I was just getting that. Down. The final bold prediction is no altercations.
Lots of hugs.
I think a verbal, not non-verbal head shake at each other and just walking off into the field, you know, just letting it go.
You're a vagina.
just let it go.
Fair enough. Taking the high road. I like it.
It's not that bad. And, I'm going to go with, I just got this weird feeling. I think Topper's going to win one this year.
Nice.
He's going to do it for his girl.
Is anybody left to play for him?
No.
Because everybody keeps leaving
him. He's going to do it for his girl.
Nice.
And that's it.
Nice. DJ Jimmy, at the end of the day?
At the end of the day.
Would it be TSO Universe, this your good friend B is a brother, and I come to you today with a public service announcement about a subject near and dear to my heart. Miniature golf was created in 1867 at the Ladies Putting Club of St. Andrews in Scotland. It is important to mention the Ladies Putting Club as ladies adore mini golf. Ladies dig mini golf. They dig the competition. They dig the fun. Also, ladies also dig sending me photos on Facebook. So remember, if you are lucky enough to go on the first date with a cute young lady, make sure you take her to mini golf. It is easily the best first date place ever. Anyone who disagrees with this is crazy and hiding something. What could they be hiding? Even more important, Could this person have a secret alliance? And if they do, who is it with? Remember that one time that guy thought Aladdin was a superhero. That was funny. Hey, anonymous guy, go take a handsome cab back to Candyland. So next time you are free headed, head to mini golf, and if at all possible, call me and I will come too. I know this is probably scares you, as we both know I will steal your lady, but not fret not, I won't. I might sign her up as a Facebook friend or as a player on my new Diamond Dogs team, but I won't try to court this owner, I promise. At the end of the day, please don't forget, ladies dig mini golf. B's brother don't dig secret alliances. Aladdin don't do, ain't no superhero. Thank you. That is all.
Wow. Bold words.
So, dropping knowledge.
So part of my end of the day thought came from B's brother there. And the other part...
It's inspirational.
The other part touches my soul.
Would it be TSO Universe? This your good friend, B's brother. Welcome to Extremely Deep Thoughts with B's Brother.
We used to laugh at Grandpa when he head off and go fishing, but when we wouldn't be laughing that evening when he come back with some whore he picked up in town.
Guys, what the fuck?
I know, exactly.
Don't say guys, say Lenny.
No, those are deep thoughts.
They are something.
Joe K, at the end of the day, what do you say?
At the end of the day... I mean, I know we were kind of like, I know we were kind of like messing with, joking around with Travis. I just want to give him a quick shout out, though. Like, my condolences. He had a death in the family, so he's got to go back to Green Bay for the funeral. So he won't be at the wine tournament this Saturday. So I just want to say, like, we're thinking of you, buddy. Sorry about that. And then
at the end of the
day, it. Then like the wine tournament is happening. It's going to be a crap ton of fun. Even if you're not in the tournament per se, guys should come out and. We'll have fun, and that just kind of like takes us on the road to the league starting and us getting in trouble again.
Joe, who's doing the food this year? What do you have?
Crap. Topper got, I want to say, Brickyard Barbecue. Yeah. So they're going to be there, and they have a whole bunch of random barbecue items. I don't have the entire list in front of me, but
Nordway.
It's a lot of food, and it's going to be pretty delicious. I'm pretty sure of that. So that should be good. And, yeah, that's it. So at the end of the day, wait, we have a question. Go on.
I got one more end of the day to add.
Awesome.
After Joe K's done, I want you to wrap up.
No, I'm good. Please.
Shout out to Travis. Condolences to him. And this reminded me of something that Matty Ice once said that I think is very important that everyone needs to know. At one point, he said, football is kind of what gathered us at the Rose Guard, but it's not what keeps us friends. And I think knowing things like that about each other and looking out for each other and being able to support each other outside of the Rose Garden is huge, and that's what the TSL universe is all about. So thank you very much for bringing that up, and thank you. There's a deep thought for you to think
about. I'm
about
to say, can you stick around for 15 minutes and cut about 20 more of those?
That would be the best.
We can put some music behind them. I like where this is going.
I guess then, at the end of the day, Lenny, what do you have for us?
I don't got much. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, TSL Universe. In a couple weeks, September 9th will come, and it will go. And 60 teams or so are going to start the chase for social co-ed football immortality once again. Some teams will be in D2. Some teams will be in D2 and go to D1 and won't know it. Others are going to be in D5. Then they'll get moved to D3 or D4 or D6. In 7 days, we're going to get a schedule. We're going to cut all this nonsense out. We're going to start, and we're going to see who's going to win. Go to the Wine Tournament. Go to towersports.com. And something is coming soon that's going to be fun, but I'm not going to tell you yet because I like leaving teasers. So I'm going to leave you on that one. Goodbye. In the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Oh!
for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear